Con Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. Richard Roper is here today. Miss DeVlantis is traveling. We got a Carnival wagon rolling in about 20 minutes or so. 30 minutes, maybe. A little closer. Can't get here fast enough as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, we weren't supposed to drink yet?
I think we were.
Don't be ridiculous, Violetta.
It's Friday. We started drinking at 1:30. Like everybody else.
Okay, perfect.
All right. Whew. Anyway, officially, we're not supposed to start drinking until 5 o'clock. So that's coming your way. All right. Now, Leila Royale has been here before. She is one of the people who does this tour of Chicago, the walking tours of haunted Chicago. Dead in Chicago and Mysterious Chicago present walking tours of haunted Chicago. And I am, and there's so much haunted craziness down here, right where we are right now, right here,
yes.
The corner of Michigan Avenue and Heaven, as I like to call it. But you look at it like it's Michigan Avenue and Hell.
Well, a graveyard, maybe, something like that.
Yeah. Oh, no! All right.
There's bodies everywhere.
Now, let's start with this. Let's start with the river, because you, on your walking tour, mm-hmm. I know that there's some bad massive death things that have happened in the river. Isn't that correct?
Yes. Yes, for sure.
Yes. What are they?
Well, of course, the biggest worst you have is the Eastland disaster, which is right about at the LaSalle Street Bridge. There's a little memorial for it. And that was about 101 years ago this July. It was July 1915. Mm-hmm. It was a pleasure boat full of people around 7 in the morning, had several thousand on board. It was a badly built ship that decided to roll over in the river. So it sank. It capsized like a dead whale, they described it. And everyone who was on board was trapped. Most people couldn't swim. Even people who could swim were wearing Victorian clothing. It's very heavy. It's pulling them down. They couldn't really get to shore. And those who were lucky enough to be on the surface of the water were often pulled down by those just beneath them, trying to grab at anything they could to get out. So there were about 844 people who died just right at LaSalle Street and the river, that beautiful Riverwalk is.
And these were families, Layla, right? Families out on a Sunday excursion, men, women, and children on this?
Men, women, and children. Yeah. So there were actually 22 entire families that were totally wiped out by this disaster. They had all the bodies sitting in the armory, what was Harpo Studios.
Mm-hmm.
And they noticed that there are a bunch of people that were just laying unclaimed for weeks. And they're like, why aren't anyone taking these bodies, these poor children? They realize it's because the entire family perished. There was no one left.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
You think anybody ever told Oprah that story?
She probably knew.
No, they didn't.
Remembering her spirit.
They would have moved. That's where she moved to California. She found out about
it. You got a coffin. And you're going to be coming after 100 years.
So the armory that they took them to was right now what is currently Harpo Studios, right? Is that's going to be the McDonald's headquarters.
Yes.
Is that area haunted?
Well, they say that building is supposedly haunted by the ghosts of the bodies from the Eastland. There's also supposedly hauntings just around the event itself. That area, you can see faces in the water, supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
Just creepy things, hear things down there you shouldn't.
Have you seen any ghosts, Layla, personally at any of these locations?
So I haven't seen any ghosts, but I have maybe heard one.
Whoa.
Effects.
Yeah. Well, what did you hear?
What is my fruit basket?
So it was last year. It was actually last October, and I was by myself downtown, and I was doing a demo of one of the tours. I was just kind of practicing it for myself, making sure I know the tour,
mm-hmm.
which means I'm by myself walking through the loop, talking to myself
okay.
for like an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone stays clear.
That
of
does
me.
Not make you all that unusual in the loop. But...
Well, yeah, probably not. Anyway, so I was in Death Alley, is the like creepy name for it. It's Couch Place. It's behind the Oriental Theater.
Mm-hmm.
The Oriental Theater, if you are not aware, sits on the site of the Iroquois Theater, which in 1903 was the worst theater disaster in U.S. history, still is. Fire broke out and about 600 people perished in 15 minutes. They call it Death Alley. I believe from a Chicago Tribune article, they called it the Alley of Death and Mutilation. And they stacked a bunch of bodies in this alley, and there are a bunch of people who died. So supposedly it's super haunted. You can see figures out there, maybe get ghost photos, etc.
What did you hear?
What did I hear? So I was in this alley by myself. There was no one around. I had double checked on both sides. There's no one in an alley. You should pay attention when you're by yourself in an alley at night, right? So I did this, and I was talking to myself and describing what had happened with the fire. When on the opposite end of the alley, I very clearly heard someone yell, "Layla!" at me. No one around. No one around who knew I was doing this and would have known to call my name. Could have been a coincidence. Very, very creepy nonetheless. I just kind of started crying and ran away.
Was it Eric Clapton?
Oh, here he goes.
No.
What are you doing? What are you doing? All of a sudden.
You know, Mr. Tough Talk over there, why don't you take a little walk down that alley around 3 this morning and back, get back to us. We'll leave you there for an hour.
Hey, Kevin. All right, I'm going to tell you something about that. That alley. And I don't believe in any of this. I do not believe in ghosts. I do not believe in the paranormal. And yet, I've had two experiences that I cannot explain in my life. Mm. And one of which happened there.
What was it?
And it was there's a parking garage right behind there. When we were at ABC, that's the parking garage we used. And I was going to my car, which was near the wall that looks down onto that alley. And I heard screaming, a woman screaming.
Ooh.
And so I thought, oh, wow, what is that? And I went, and it was, you know, screaming. And I thought maybe she was being attacked or there was something going on. So I look over. I'm on the second floor, and I look down. Mm-hmm. No one in the alley.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it was right from the center of the alley.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be like, you know, somebody, you know, going by and whatever it was. And there were no door. Everything. There's just nothing there because it's all walls. And then the stage doors for the Oriental Theater.
Was it Eric Clapton?
You know, I have a question for Layla.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this is what happens to me. I'm driving in my car, and I have one of those sensors. If you're approaching something too quickly, your car beeps and, like, vibrates and tells you, like, slow down. So that always happens to me, but sometimes it happens to me when there's nothing in front of me, so I always think I ran over a ghost. Do you think that's a possibility?
You're killing the dead. How dare you? That's terrible.
I mean, it goes off.
I'm not
for
even
reason.
Sure I understood what she just said.
So it goes off for no reason. Nothing is in front of me, but normally that's supposed to tell you something's in front of you.
I mean, it sounds like a good idea for some new modern horror paranormal activity movie or something.
You can actually kill a ghost?
I want to go back to every time that happens, I think I ran over a ghost. That's the only explanation she ever has.
I mean, it can't be that I'm approaching, you know, another car
or the wind or anything, or passersby. Nothing. Yeah, it has to be.
It's always
every
on the
single
highway.
Time.
It's always on the highway.
Mm-hmm. Again, is your traffic reporter telling us this?
I think that's the scary part right there. That is the traffic reporter telling us this.
Paranormal people believe in that?
A dead ghost backup on the outbound Edens.
I think I just ran. I'm calling 911. Just ran over another ghost.
And the Couch family is like that for which Couch Place is named, that alley between which is the ABC building and the parking garage and the Oriental Theater on the south. They gave it a street name, which is weird. Most alleys don't get a street name, but it's named Couch Place. After this family that they still have a mausoleum in Lincoln Park from the old graveyard, right?
It's the only one that's still officially legally there and that you can actually see. It's behind the Chicago History Museum.
Hmm. Right. And it's there. And it's they used to cover it with bushes and stuff so that you couldn't see that was actually a mausoleum, but that they took those down. And now that it's there. I mean, these people are just they're just too dead. They're just too dead for this town, if there's such a thing. All right, Layla, you're scaring the crap out of me. How do people take part in this?
So I have tours throughout the rest of the month. I have tours with Mysterious Chicago. It is a site run by Adam Seltzer. He's a fantastic local historian, author, ghost tour guide, and whatnot. So we have several tours throughout the end of the month and through to November 1st as well. It's the Ghost of Chicago Walking Tour. Mm-hmm. You can find more about it just by looking at deadinchicago.com or mysterioushicago.com.
Mysterious is with two S's, right?
Mysterious, that's one S.
One S.
Well, I mean, two S's in the word, but like one S at the end.
At the end. On my little sheet here, it had two S's, so I didn't know if there was some sort of...
Oh, yeah. No, one S.
Ooh. That's even more mysterious when it has two S's at the end. But that's not what it is.
No.
Dead in Chicago.
Spelling died in 2007 in the school system.
That's what's really scary.
Yeah. All right. Layla, thank you very much. Appreciate your time. And by the way, Atlas Obscura, too. Don't you write for them?
Yes. Yeah, I work for them as a field agent, so I set up and run events for them. So this year, I actually have some Dead in Chicago tours as well. There are no ghosts with my Dead in Chicago tours. It's all horror history. I'm running that through Atlas Obscura. I also help run like the lockpicking party they just had. Atlas Obscura just released a book as well, and they're doing a book release party in Pullman on the 23rd. I'll be working there too.
Did she just say lockpicking?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's what she said.
Awesome.
Do you get a party to teach people how to pick locks?
That is exactly it, yes. Yeah. It's a party on how to and teaching people how to pick locks, and apparently the rules in Illinois
are... you a good lock picker?
I was working. I didn't actually learn too much that night.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can teach people how to pick locks, and you can use the tools.
Why is
but
that
you can't
a good idea?
Why
is that
when your
good
boyfriend
idea?
Won't let you in?
Wow.
That's also pretty scary. You're killing ghosts. And oh.
Yeah. Fun.
I thought that's when you crawl through
Friday
the window.
Friday nights at 8 on Fox, The Exorcist, filmed right here in Chicago.
Violetta, would you like to do the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots right now?
I would love to.